Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Hey, I'm going to welcome you out again once again for a wonderful show and just, again, celebrate you guys. Again, we're moving the holiday season, so happy holidays to you guys. And, you know, I'll just tell you, like, this show is about you. This is such a labor of love for me and something I enjoy so much that I get to teach you the things I know. And I appreciate you guys reaching out. I appreciate you guys sharing this because I'm here to help you guys create more cash flow, to be able to create that freedom, that lifestyle, the life that you truly want to live, so you can actually say you legitimately love your life and you work by choice. You work because you want to, not because you have to. Hey, feel free to check out my website, moneyripples.com. Also, if you've got questions for me, if you have questions or show topics you'd love to hear, shoot me an email, Chris, that's C-H-R-I-S, at moneyripples.com. So today I was trying to think of like what would be a good topic, because I got a huge list of topics here that I could be sharing. And I thought, okay, we're in the U.S., we're moving into the Thanksgiving season this week. And I thought, you know what, let's talk about scarcity, like ways to overcome scarcity and choose abundance. Because if there's any topic that I get asked of me from all kinds of people at all times throughout these years, right, it's the thing in common. People are like, okay, great. You know, and this is, by the way, this is not something that just applies to people that maybe are, you know, feel like they're paycheck to paycheck. They're maybe eking out, you know, 50 to 100 grand a year or less. You know, sometimes there's people that are, you know, making hundreds of thousands, sometimes have made millions of dollars in their careers and still battle scarcity. And I got to tell you, guess what? You're human. If you're a human being, if you have not achieved perfection in your life, which I have not met one of those people yet, including myself by far, you are going to deal with scarcity. And so I want to talk about, here are different ways that have worked for me that have allowed me, especially from a financial standpoint, you know, what are ways that I can feel more abundant? And just so you know, it doesn't matter how much money you have, you will feel scarcity. You know, I've felt scarcity when I've had no money, and I've felt scarcity when I have lots of money. And the thing is, scarcity will come regardless. And there's a lot of work we have to do on ourselves, you know, especially if we've had emotional things that have dealt with money. You know, I'll tell you, there's still like one out of every five times that I go to, you know, to check out at the grocery store. And when I run my debit card, I always get this feeling of, ooh, is it not going to go through this time? Now, granted, I'll tell you, like, it's not like I ever see that situation. But I've had such bad emotional ties to that, especially when we're going through the recession. I mean, I remember my ex-wife, she was so upset at the time because sometimes she would go to the store and check out and then realize that there's insufficient funds on the card. And so she would take things off, you know, and there's a line building up behind her. She'd take things off the line. They'd run it again, you know, a lower amount, but it still doesn't go through. And then she takes more things off and runs it again. And pretty soon she has to take a break. And after 5 minutes of trying to figure out how much she can check out with, have to call me and say, what's going on? What's the balance? What's happening? And it was embarrassing. It was embarrassing for me when it would happen to me. It's like, oh, that card didn't work. Let me go do this. I'll tell you, actually, one of my most embarrassing moments, I just forgot about this. I actually did an event. This was early on after I launched Money Ripples and I was having some ups and downs. I remember I had an event where I took out people to eat. And all of a sudden, like, I go to use my card and they came back. And this is when I have this whole bunch of attendees there, right? The restaurant comes back, you know, and says, hey, we tried to run the card and it didn't go through. I'm like, well, run it again. It should work. Well, they did, and it didn't work. And so I had to scramble, and fortunately, I was able to, you know, transfer. I think I had to transfer money or something like that had happened. So I was able to transfer money and make it work out just fine. But I had to pretty much wait for everybody to leave and then work it out. And I thought I was going to have to wash dishes or something like that because the card hadn't gone through. And I was wondering if I was ever going to be able to pay it. You know, and fortunately, I was able to get it worked out. But, oh, my goodness, that was scary. Oh, actually, I do remember what it was. I actually didn't use a card. I wrote a check. It said, well, you know, since it didn't go through, we don't know if we could trust it. And I'm like, well, I know the money could be there. It just has to be transferred. It's the weekend. And they said, well, you can write us a check. I'm like, oh, a check? And I felt like Jeff Foxworthy. Why'd you say so, a check? You know, yeah, I can write a check. You need paper? I'll give that to you. So I did. I wrote a check, made sure the money was there by the time it cleared, and it was fine. But I'll tell you, that was so embarrassing, especially to teach people about abundance and about having money. So don't think that I haven't had scarcity experiences, or even to this day, I have scarcity experiences as well. But here are some things that have worked for me that have helped me no matter how abundant my bank statement looks or how scarce. You know, here are ways you can actually choose abundance and be able to overcome that scarcity. So first and foremost, one thing I like to do is I like to look at my savings account. You know, it's interesting because a lot of times people might feel, and this is myself included, sometimes you might feel like, hey, do I have any money, right? One of the best things I do is I track that. And I don't just mean tracking expenses, right? I track the balances. I track the balances. Am I growing or shrinking, you know? And even if I'm looking at savings, you know, and maybe you might see something and maybe it's shrinking. And so that's giving you a big panic lately because you've been spending more money than you've been making for however long it's been. Still look at it and say, okay, what can that savings do for me? Now, if you're someone that is just barely starting out, you haven't saved yet, it doesn't matter what amount you put in. It could be $2 a month. It could be $5. I challenge you, every one of you, to at least deposit $5 a month. You know, and I would do an automatic transfer from your checking to your savings. Just do those automatic transfers that happen on a certain day of each month, or every paycheck, or every week. You know, schedule it so it's a regular basis. And by the way, you'll notice you wouldn't miss it at one bit if you do that. And so if you've never saved before, start with at least something like that, $5 or $20. You know, maybe you have saved before. And whether it's $20 or $20,000 a month, it doesn't matter. The principle is the same. You know, do that. Because one, if you do see the balance increase, that's a big help. Because then you can say, hey, I'm moving the right direction. Maybe it's not a lot, but it's growing. And that's something to be really, really grateful for. Not just because of Thanksgiving, but because it's something legit. It's something that you can say, look, I'm going in the right direction. Secondly, now let's just say that maybe it has been shrinking. Maybe you're at a point you're like, man, I don't know if I have $5. First off, I will tell you, still at least do $5. Even if you're paycheck to paycheck or worse than paycheck to paycheck, just try it. Something magical happens that you still survive. It's incredible, but do it. But if you have been at a point where maybe you're looking at the savings like, I don't have that much, or maybe it's been shrinking, focus on what it can get you. For example, starting out, I remember when I was starting to build up my savings again, I was like, okay, cool. I got $200 in here, $200 in savings, right? Okay, what could that do? That might be like a car payment, right? I mean, that's a small car payment, but it might be a car payment. You know, it might pay your utility. You know, just think about that. Like, think, hey, an emergency situation, it'll help me here. Eventually get up to the point where it would be maybe a full car payment, or maybe it'd be a mortgage payment. And then pretty soon you keep building it up, and pretty soon it's going to be like a 1 month of savings, or maybe it's 2 weeks. It's like, hey, this buys me 2 weeks of expenses. I can do it, or for a full month. And hopefully you eventually get that up to the point where you can say, hey, this can get me going for 6 or 12 months, right? So focus on that. Focus on what it can do for you and celebrate it. Celebrate. Don't say, man, I don't have anything in here. But again, celebrate and say, whoa, this is awesome. Like, look at this. I can pay my gas bill, right? You know, it might be the first $20. You might say, dang, all right, I just bought groceries for a day or two, you know, whatever it might be. That's great. You know, do that and celebrate that, you know, along the way. I tell you, the more you celebrate it and you give it recognition, the more it wants to come to you. Because if you think about money like you're like a friend, hopefully it's a good friend. If you've been treating it like crap, it's going to leave you, right? But hopefully you appreciate it. Because just like with people in your life, if you don't appreciate people, they're not gonna want to hang around you. And your money's no different. And so appreciate it. I'll tell you, my wife taught me a huge, huge lesson because when she and I were dating, you know, I was coming out of the, you know, I was post divorce, you know, I was in a tight financial spot a little bit, you know, because, you know, I basically said, hey, I'll take on, in my divorce, I took on all the debt, you know, and left her with, you know, try to make her debt free, you know, and that kind of thing. And so, you know, there's still some of that old stuff I was paying on from the recession. And so I remember there were some tight times, and I remember like a check came in the mail for $7.13. Now it was passive income, granted, right? So it wasn't like I had to do a lot for it, or it was actually residual technically. $7.13. I remember thinking like, ooh, look, $7 check came in the mail. And my now wife, she said, if you don't celebrate $7, don't expect $7 to show up. And so she said, nope, celebrate it. I was like, all right, okay, you're right, cool. All right, $7, I'm grateful for it. That's awesome. That's $7 that came in the mail that, you know, I didn't necessarily have to expect. Even if it is coming every month, it's money that I'm not having to, like, work hard for. It's coming. And so I did. And funny enough, just like that, more money started showing up. So treat money like it's a good friend, right? Not like it's an enemy or something you're just like, oh, you again. You know, he'll really appreciate it. Whatever you appreciate, we'll appreciate. So that's one thing. Another thing you can do is start to donate. You know, I've noticed some of the best times to really exercise my faith in abundance is to give money away or to give things away. You could be donating stuff from your house and, you know, it could just be decluttering, but it could be much more than that. It could be something that actually you still value, but you say, you know what, I'm going to give it away. Because you got to make space for the new. So donating is one of those best ways to do it. I like to tithe. I tithe, you know, at least 10% every, you know, with whatever I make, I tithe it to my church. You can tithe it to your own charity, whatever it might be. Robert Kiyosaki, he even says, hey, donate to your favorite charity. He says 10%. Jewish religion talks about 10% tithe. You know, there's that 10% number is not the new thing. It's kind of been around for a few thousand years, you know, so that's just something that really has worked. I remember Norman Vincent Peale. I remember in the book Positive Imaging, he's even talked about tithing and how important that is. I mean, almost every book I've read about financial prosperity in some way, shape, or form talks about giving money. Now, wait a minute. If you're trying to become financially prosperous, why in the heck would you give money away? That's like the opposite, right? That would slow you down on your goals, you'd think, right? Any logical person would say, this makes no sense. Why would I give money away when I want more money? I need to have that more money to create more. And I'll tell you the biggest reason. I mean, there's various reasons, but this is my own personal opinion. This is my own theory. I'm not saying this is gospel. I'm just saying this is what I believe. But I truly believe that if you believe in abundance, you got to exercise some sort of faith to receive it. It's like what you give is also what you receive. And you receive it in so many different ways. And for me to be able to say, you know what, I'm going to give this money because I know that it will come back in some way, shape, or form. May not always come back in the form of money, but it's going to come back in some form that's going to bless my life bigger than the sacrifice. And doesn't mean I give away 100%. I'm not saying that. But I'm not saying you shouldn't do that. If you feel prompted to do so, do it. But I'll tell you, even when I was going through my hardest times, I still did this. Even though the income was lower and expenses were much higher, I would still do this. Even though a rational person would say, how dare you do that? How dare you? It's because I know the principle works. And I've come back out of every financial hardship I've come out of some other sticky situations. But every time I've given money away, every time I've acknowledged that abundance exists, it will also tell me how it exists in real form too. And so I challenge you guys, like if you haven't been donating, you know, wherever it might be, donate it. It's not about where you donate it to. It's the fact that you do it, the act of doing it, that gets you the place to say, you know what, I know more is coming. And guess what? It always does. You will not starve. I will promise you will never starve if you do this. Another thing you do to acknowledge abundance is take time off. This is like donating time, so to speak, right? Yeah, I'll tell you, there were so many times that I would just work and work and work and work and work. And I think I just got to work more. And then I would get to the point I'd say, you know what, is this really effective? Am I focused on the right things in life? Am I focused on my family? Am I focused on my spirituality? Am I taking time out for me? And so, you know, even though I felt this this drive, this huge drive to have to keep working, like I, like my family deserved it, or everybody else, deserved it, or maybe I deserved it so I could have more success. Whatever it was, I will tell you, when I took time off, almost inevitably something would happen. Like in my church, like for example, like one of the things you do, you can go and attend, certain churches. They have like things like temples and things like that. You might have a synagogue or whatever you might attend, or other churches. I would go take time out for a few hours in the middle of the day, middle of my work day, to do that. And I think that's crazy. But I thought, you know what? Whenever I do this, there's always something that comes up. And I'll tell you, after like 2 hours or whatever, I'm coming out of there, and it's amazing how, like, I would get back in my car, and I would leave my phone in my car. So I would leave it there on purpose. I come back, and then all of a sudden I see, oh, there's a message, or here's a text message or something, right? Or a voice message. And I would check it, and lo and behold, guess what? It's like a new client signing up, that just hired me. That probably could have happened regardless. But what's interesting is that I chose to say, I'm going to take out time to get myself centered and grounded in myself to make sure that I'm on point. And whenever I've done that, it's worked. Times I've said, I don't feel like I can afford a whole day, but let me take a day off to do a field trip with my family, my kids or whatever. And I would do that, or take time off, maybe take off a weekend or extend a weekend or a week. And guess what? Things still showed up. Like, the blessings still came, whether I was working constantly or I worked hard and then took time off to be where I knew I needed to be. And I'll tell you, the better life, the better choice is to take that time off and be with whom you need to be with. Because that's where that's where the real things happen. And so when you really think about it, and there's all kinds of ways you can choose abundance. Just by reframing, you sense the scarcity, find the opposite truth. If you say, oh my goodness, I don't have the money for this, or maybe I don't have the money for this bill, or I don't have the money for this investment that I want to do. Instead, flip it around and say, I'm grateful I'm getting the money for it. I actually heard somebody just yesterday say, yeah, I don't have the money yet. I don't have the money yet to do this. When I get the money, then I can do it. Which, by the way, that's a step in the right direction. But for this guy, who was actually a really good manifester in his life, he could create almost anything, created millions of dollars, for him to say, yeah, when I have the money, then I'll do this. That's actually a step down for him. Now, that might be a step in the right direction. That might be the thing you say. It's like, yeah, when I have the money, I'll do this. But the question is saying, nope, I can get the money. I know the money's there. I'm going to get it together. And this is happening. It gets to a place of just it'd be nice if this happened, to a place of knowing this is happening, to the point where you declare it, say, hey, it's going to happen. Maybe I don't know the way it's going to happen, but it always happens the way that I need it to. And I'll tell you from my own experience, my own life, that has been very true. There's been times that I felt like I didn't have the money, or I didn't have enough money, or I didn't have the resources or the opportunities that I needed at that moment. But whenever I got to a place, I said, but it's there, it's happening, and there's no change in the situation. Whether the money's there or not, I should not ever be surprised when it shows up. And I'm not. I'm not surprised, but I'm grateful. So I challenge you guys to be grateful. Be grateful for everything. Be grateful even if you're just breathing air and you don't even have the money there in the account at this moment. Be grateful for everything else that you might have. Be grateful for your health. Sometimes I was only grateful for my health, but just those are the kind of things I do to overcome my own scarcities. And like I said, for me, it's a daily choice. This is not something you just do once and that's over. This is a daily choice you do. And I challenge you guys that when I say I want you to make this an abundant and prosperous week, this is one of the essential keys that no matter how much money you have, you can never live a truly financially free life unless you choose abundance over that scarcity monster that likes to rear its ugly head at you. There is no financial freedom unless you choose abundance. If you're in scarcity, you're in bondage. Only true freedom comes when you choose abundance and you can see abundance. So guys, I hope you make it a wonderful Thanksgiving this week. Make it a wonderful and prosperous and abundant week. And we'll talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at MoneyRipples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.